Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I am joined by Brian Bosick. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Megan.
And we are bringing in a third guest co-host today, Danny Lauer. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. So since you're new here, could you give us just a quick little intro of yourself?
Absolutely. So I started working in the Career Center around the end of February. And prior to that, I was working in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Academic Advising Center. I was an academic advisor and worked with a handful of Grand Valley majors as well as pre-med students. So
awesome.
Very happy to be here.
Yes. And we are happy to have you not only on this podcast, but also in our office. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So a lot of the work in the Career Center is centered on helping students get to where they want to go after graduation. In a lot of cases, that could be a job or graduate school. But there's also a third option that we haven't talked much about on this podcast, and that would be something called a gap year or a service year. So my question for each of you is, have you done one of those? Danny, we'll start with you.
Yeah. So in a non-intentional way, I did do a gap year when I graduated from my undergrad in Central Michigan. I did an internship and then I worked for a campus organization, and grad school was not something I thought about. And through those experiences, I really realized that my master's was the next step for me. And so it was very helpful. I built a lot of important skills, learned a ton, and then realized that going on for my master's was the next right thing.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. What about you, Brian?
No, so no gap year. Went right from undergrad to then grad school and from there.
Okay. Right. So kind of good. We see both sides of the coin here. That's great. All right. So, Brian, what is a gap year? Can you fill us in? Can you tell us more?
Absolutely. No, I think, Danny, your story was a great illustration of like gap years can be intentional, unintentional,
yes.
And they provide a chance to try something different. So typically, it allows a student to take a break from one thing and try something new. And sometimes it's a year. Sometimes it's a little bit more or sometimes a little bit less. They tend to be intentional experiences where people learn about themselves, their interests, their potential career paths they might want to pursue. Sometimes it's right after people graduate, especially if you're not sure of what type of job or like your desire for that job changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just not ready if you're thinking about graduate school, but you're not ready to jump into that. That's another great reason to think about a gap year.
Yeah, it's a good
too.
Like pivot point.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
To kind of totally. Like, here's what I was doing in undergrad. If I want to do something else, let's take this year or two to kind of do something completely different.
Yeah.
That can then transfer hopefully to what you want to do in the future.
And oftentimes you need to take time to figure that
mm-hmm.
out. And sometimes it's really hard if you're following the same path to really set the mental, physical, emotional, like the actual time to do that.
Agreed.
So fun fact, how many people do you think take a gap year each year? Any guesses?
No, I don't know.
I feel like it's a big number, but
yeah,
no, not
and
unsure.
It feels like it's increasing, right? Like,
yeah.
Yes, I hear it more and
seems
more now
pretty popular.
Too. So according to the Gap Year Association out of Oregon.
Oh, who knew that was a thing?
I did not, but it is now. It is the GYA. And it is estimated that between 40 and 60,000 students participate in a gap year each year.
Okay. It's great.
Yeah.
Significant.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And like I said, I think you're right. It feels like it's a number that's growing too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So other question that kind of often comes up is, what does a gap year look like? Couple things. So the experiences are certainly not one set of straight form experiences. They can take on many different forms. For those that choose more of a self-guided route, they might include traveling, working, or volunteering. This route often allows participants to create an experience based on their own interest and what they really hope to get it out of it. The other option is participating in more of a structured program. These are accredited organizations that, as a student, you can apply for and complete the experience through. So quite often you'll see these programs focusing on humanitarian efforts, ecology and environmental work, language and cultural development, education, and just so many more. So really there's so many different ways and to approach it, whether it's through yourself or something that's kind of set out there as well.
Right. Like you think about a program like the Peace Corps. That
yes,
could
exactly.
check many of those boxes. You can do many different things within the Peace Corps. but the program as a whole is kind of set up for these like 2 or 3 year stints.
Yeah, like a short term.
Yeah.
You have something you're going to go do after that.
Exactly. You know, this is not a forever in the Peace Corps working in Kazakhstan or wherever they send you.
Right.
That's right. It reminds me sometimes of study abroad and talking to students about study abroad, because some of those are so prescriptive and it's a really set time, and others you kind of create your experience.
For sure. Awesome.
So that often brings up the question of, we know the what. We don't know the why right now. So why would you do a gap year? So Danny, I'll kick it to you. Why would somebody go for a gap year?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different reasons why someone might do that. And the first one that just comes to mind is it really gives students or anyone an opportunity to really test out a career they may be interested in, or maybe they don't know a lot about. It gives you that time to just kind of see, especially if it's something where you're going into it for a year or, you know, maybe less than that. You kind of get to dip your toe in the water a little bit. And it can be a great way to gain experience if you didn't get a chance to do an internship. These types of things look great on a resume, right? You're getting additional experience, you're building skills, and, you know, you might be working with a different culture, using different languages, possibly engage in work that you haven't done before. And so it's a really great opportunity to try new things, learn something new, and, you know, build something on your resume that you might not have had right out of undergrad. I think that's a huge piece of taking a gap year is, you know, looking at your resume and seeing what's missing. What do I need to, you know, continue to build on, or what do I need to kind of fill in? A gap year can be such a wonderful way to really build on that.
Did you see that a lot with the students you worked with in class advising?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially I worked with students who were looking to go to medical school, and we would often assess, you know, that piece of it, right? Of what are medical schools looking for? And you can apply that to really any professional school, any graduate school.
Right.
What things are they looking for in an applicant? And maybe what one or two things could you specifically focus on during a gap year to really, you know, be a more competitive applicant when that time comes to apply?
Because, for so many programs, it's not just the academic piece of it, right? You could
Absolutely.
Have a 4.0 and have done all the bio and chem and everything you need for med school. But if you haven't had any hands-on anything, it's not going to be the strongest application, I would
assume. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And schools, admissions committees would tell us that as advisors all the time.
Yeah.
And you can even think about that, you know, the opposite way too, right? You might have all this great experience, but maybe you haven't taken some of those classes yet, or you need to retake those classes to increase your GPA or, you know, build that piece of it too. And so there's different ways I've seen students do that as well. Sometimes that's called a post-bac program.
Say more about that.
Yeah. So a post-bac would be, they offer them in structured or unstructured formats. So essentially it just means taking additional classes after graduation. So if you think about that term post-baccalaureate.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just an additional amount of coursework that oftentimes schools, depending on how they calculate your GPA, they might actually look at those classes separately, which could kind of look like that fresh start. Yeah.
If you maybe had a rough transition into college or something and your first and second year GPA wasn't great and
Yeah. So we're seeing those become more and more popular.
Okay.
And sometimes that looks like a master's program. Other schools are starting to offer what's called a certificate, a post-bac certificate. And so maybe just a shorter amount of time, a year program, where students are able to just kind of take those higher level science classes for, I'm thinking more around the lines of healthcare professional schools, but can be really, really helpful in, again, making yourself a competitive applicant for a graduate program.
It's really encouraging to think about, too, that whether it was from a pivot because the start was difficult or you changed your mind, right, that you can actually go back and finish and get things going in the path you want to.
Absolutely. Yeah, like a career changer kind of post-bac program. Those
exactly.
are definitely helpful. So, and I think if nothing else, you know, gap years can be a great way to just recharge, reevaluate what's important to you and how you might accomplish your goals. You know, taking time to focus on physical and mental health, just having that time where maybe you're just not putting as much pressure on yourself, and can really start to refine your goals and figure out what your next steps are.
Yeah, so, it's not the forever thing. You're not looking at decades of doing the same thing, which we know really isn't true for anyone anymore. But especially coming right out of college, it can be a kind of freeing experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, now that we're kind of talking through the why, but I'm sure people as they're listening are thinking about, okay, well, how do I find these experiences? Yes. So Megan, how do we do that? What does that look like?
Yeah. So I feel like there's a few different ways of going about it. One would be a little bit more unstructured, where you are kind of the one who's creating your own gap year experience. So maybe that means you only know you're going to be with an organization for a year. Maybe you're even upfront about that with them, but you kind of say, I really want XYZ experience, so I'm going to do this job for a year or two. You know, that's going to take a lot of planning and budgeting and things on your part if you're really, you know, putting something together for yourself. But then there's the other option of working with an accredited organization. There are so many of these now, and you've probably heard of a lot of them. So things like AmeriCorps, Peace Corps, which I had mentioned, Teach for America, the Student Conservation Association, Health Corps, so many. And really the timelines on these do differ from organization to organization. You might find 1 year commitments. You might find things that are in the US. You might find things that are abroad, right? Teaching English abroad. That's a super common gap year experience. And you know, then you're getting a lot of great experience even in another country. So, you know, regardless of the route you take, you want to be mindful of what you hope to gain from your gap year, as we've kind of mentioned over and over, because that intentionality is going to help you narrow down what you want to do. You know, so if you're looking at more of the unstructured opportunity, that really is going to be very similar to kind of launching a job or internship search in terms of how to find it, right? You're doing some research, you're figuring out what you want to do, and then you're starting to apply. Or, you know, if it's something where you're doing volunteer work, you're connecting with organizations to make that happen. With a lot of these accredited organizations, they actually can have a pretty long timeline, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
I don't know exactly for like Peace Corps and Teach for America, but I know that is a pretty intense application and interview process.
I've heard that as well.
Yes.
Multiple rounds.
You might do group interviews, individual interviews, Zoom, in person. Yeah, there can be a lot. So, you know, it all starts with the application itself. So if you are looking at any of these kind of accredited organizations, you want to just start getting on their websites as soon as possible. They're going to have all the information like timelines, when you should apply, and then what that process looks like moving forward. But you also will want to come into the Career Center for help with that, because you're going to still need a resume. You might need a cover letter. I know in a lot of these cases, you might need to write an essay where it maybe even be similar to applying to a grad school in that way. So, I think doing the research ahead of time, like with anything else, is always going to set you up for success.
And I think coming in here too, you may be able to talk to somebody who's worked with other students who've done this, right? And so if it isn't one of us, it may be one of our colleagues, and say, hey, you can reach out to this person. They just went through this process and they can kind of help you out as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that piece of networking with other people and even just getting some information on what the interview process looks like.
Gosh, so helpful.
Yes, getting tips on how to answer questions and really working through that process of, you know, what are they looking for in these types of experiences and how can I tell my story in a way that, you know, is going to resonate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of these are pretty competitive. So yeah, whatever information you can glean from others is going to be helpful. So,
and sometimes just talking it through makes your why a lot clearer.
That's right.
So like, you may have an idea. This sounds great, but why? Mm-hmm. Why does? And if you talk it through, then you can kind of figure that out as well.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you both so much. Now we're going to actually jump over to hear from a GVSU alum twice over. She got both her bachelor's degree and her master's from GV. Her name is Jacqueline, and she spent about a year as a member of AmeriCorps. So we're going to hear from her and what her experience was like.
Hello, my name is Jacqueline Ermoyan, and I am a graduate from Grand Valley State University. I graduated in 2017 with a bachelor's degree in advertising and public relations, and two minors in nonprofit administration and international relations. I completed a gap year after I graduated with my undergrad with AmeriCorps NCCC. It's a 10-month national service program. It stands for the National Civilian Community Corps. I was based in the southern United States and hit 8 states in 10 months doing all natural disaster response service work in the southern region. So I hit states like Mississippi, Florida, Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, Kentucky, just to name a few. They were all impacted by hurricanes or tornadoes or severe weather flooding during that time. So I was able to go and serve in that capacity.
What made you decide to pursue a gap year?
That's a great question. I really didn't want to pursue the corporate world right away. I had an abundance of work experience and felt like this was the best time for me to do a program like this. And in hindsight, I was absolutely right. I did an alternative spring break program my senior year at Grand Valley to try to give myself a little bit of a stick my toes in a little bit to get to know the program and get to know what service would be like. And I'm very glad that I did that. So my alternative spring break at Grand Valley my senior year really did help me decide to pursue a gap year. During that program, I stayed in Asheville, North Carolina, and worked with the YMCA on sorting food donations and going out to different food distribution sites to reach communities in need. With that experience, I learned that I really want to be making a difference and learning about real issues with hands-on experience. I wanted to be learning more about what it meant to be hungry in America and what it meant to have different health issues and how it's related to income and where you're located and what access to food you have. So I really wanted to get the experience working with some of these bigger societal issues. So that's pretty much what made me decide to pursue a gap year.
That sounds like an impactful experience. So from there, how did you decide to apply?
It was actually a really hard decision to decide where I wanted to apply for a gap year. I had learned a lot about the Peace Corps program, but that was honestly really intimidating to me because the application process is so vigorous, and of course that is international, so I could have been stationed anywhere, and the program length is a lot longer, and you know, I did have to start working at some point, and I do have bills to pay, so that wasn't really an option that I was considering, even if it's what I had learned the most about. And so it is actually 100% thanks to my Grand Valley State University Cook Leadership Academy mentor. His name is Jordan O'Neill, and I was partnered with him through the CLA program and kind of talked to him about wanting to take a gap year and wanting to be involved in my community and learn about these social, societal, global, complex issues with this hands-on experience. And very thankfully, my mentor, Jordan, was able to put me in contact with somebody who had previously completed AmeriCorps NCCC. So I met with her and I already had my application done at that point. I remember I met with her in Grand Rapids and I brought it printed out. That way she could give me advice because I, at this point, was really excited about the program and really wanted to get in. But she was able to tell me a lot more about it and just encourage me to do it. I can't think of any specific information she gave me that wasn't already, you know, publicly available online or on the website, but it was just how passionate she was about doing it. All you have to do is get out there, because if you don't, you probably never will. But also, these experiences will mean the most to you. Like, you will always have these to look back on in this time. So I completely still dedicate this, you know, decision of mine to my Cook Leadership Academy mentor, Jordan O'Neill, because he told me about the program and encouraged me to do it and helped me get the resources to do it, right? Like, making that connection. And they were both right. I am forever thankful. This was something that I look back on and just can't imagine having ever learned these experiences anywhere else. And it almost feels like an entire lifetime, that this program was, because I traveled and I worked with multiple different organizations and people who were the most diverse from me. We lived and worked together, traveled together, ate meals together for 10 months. And I just learned so much that, you know, this is a little cliche, but you can't get it in a classroom and you can't get it in the workplace, right? Or if you do, it takes a lot longer. And so I'm very thankful that I did take a gap year, and I am very thankful for Grand Valley, the Alternative Breaks program, the Cook Leadership Academy program that encouraged me to apply.
We love to hear that you gained so much from our Grand Valley programs. During your gap year, what did you like the most?
I think what I liked most about the experience was being able to travel, but also to get my hands dirty. So in college, I worked multiple jobs, was involved in student organizations, was a full-time student, like, you name it. I was around, I was involved, and I was working my tail off. But with that came, you know, sitting at my laptop for some 12, 14 hours a day with these various jobs, assignments, organizations, classes. And so this program was the complete opposite of that. I shingled roofs and I learned how to operate a chainsaw and slept on a cot. And, you know, we only had a couple dollars a day to use for food. And I lived and worked in the same place, which is a learning adjustment, and with the same people. And so it was just very educational. So I guess that's a lot of things about what I liked most, but really it was being able to work with just so many different organizations and so many people. You know, now I feel like I have something that's relevant to almost any interview that I'm going through now, right? Like, oh, I actually spent a month in Mississippi and I actually built a boardwalk through Savannah, Georgia, and I was in Texas for Hurricane Harvey and worked with survivors with the American Red Cross and Team Rubicon. And, you know, if I were to have been immediately working full time, it just would have taken a lot longer to get those various experiences, and it would have been a lot harder to take the time off. But being able to travel and get my hands dirty, do these work experiences that I never would have imagined myself doing, it was just incredibly impactful, and I am so incredibly thankful.
Wow, it's so fun to hear about your experience. It sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you had. And now, finally, do you have any advice for those students who are thinking of taking a gap year?
If I were to give students considering a gap year a piece of advice, it would simply be to do it. Real life comes at you real fast, like real fast. And there's no other time like the present. You have to live your life how you want to. And what this means to me, and what I would like to tell, you know, future students considering something like this, or current students considering like this, something for the future, not only just to do it, but to listen to your quiet thoughts. If it's the voice in the back of your mind that's just like, what if I didn't accept this job after graduation and instead I delayed it a year and did X, Y, and Z because I've always wanted to, or I would learn so much. Or even if it's just, heck, that sounds really interesting to me. Listen to those quiet voices because they mean a lot. And if that quiet voice is saying, hey, I'm considering a gap year, the biggest piece of advice I have for you is just to do it. Real life comes so fast, and there's always going to be a time to find the first job and to work the 40 hours a week and to have that. And you want to know what? Jobs change, which honestly isn't something that I had thought very much as a student. I thought once I had a full-time job that that was kind of it, and that's what my future looked like. But that's not true. Jobs change. Jobs can come and go, and employers come and go. Teams come and go. So put yourself first. If you think that you want to do something like this, absolutely, absolutely, just do it.
Great advice. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been really fun. I'm always happy to talk to students and to talk about my experience. And, you know, I have since gone on and gotten a master's degree while working full time, and am still juggling this volunteering in my community with working and volunteering and how I want to be making these impacts, you know, making a paycheck while also making a difference. And so if anybody has any questions, they can absolutely reach out to me, be in touch with the Career Center, all of those things, because the time in college is the biggest opportunity you have. And use it. Do the program. Utilize the people at the Career Center. Listen to the podcasts. And hopefully it helps. Everything will be okay. So thank you again for having me.
All right. Well, that concludes our podcast for today. Thank you so much to everyone for listening, and we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.